Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The White House and Senate Republicans are hopeful that Judge Brett Kavanaugh is one big step closer to being confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. After the FBI completed its investigation into sexual allegations against the nominee, members of the Senate were able to review it in a secure room in the Capitol today. Groups of Republicans, then Democrats, were allowed to view the report for 1 hour each. As far as we can understand, the report will not be released to the public. Republican Chuck Grassley said there's nothing new in the report that we didn't already know. Democrats say the FBI probe didn't go far enough and are calling it a sham. Among them, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, who joins us now from Washington. Senator, good to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Anthony.
Did you see the report? If so, what did you see?
Yeah, we were put into a room, 17 senators, and we were given 1 hour to read approximately 35 pages of interviews or summaries of interviews that were conducted with 10 people,
mm-hmm.
And only 10 people. The most disturbing part of this is that, and the most absurd part of this is that United States senators who have to vote on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh are only given 1 hour, and one copy of the document amongst all of the senators to share within 1 hour to read. And to make an assessment as to whether or not the information is something that is disqualifying or should lead to even more inquiry being made because of the unanswered questions in the document.
Right. So, Senator, in that 1 hour, did you get a sense one way or the other that it corroborated anything that, for example, Dr. Blasey Ford alleged or that it didn't? What did you come away with in that 1 hour?
I came away with the very clear conclusion that Donald Trump and the Republican leadership in the Senate had decided that they were going to engage in a cover-up, that they were going to limit very narrowly the number of people who could be interviewed, that the FBI would not follow up on any leads that were produced by those interviews or other people who had come forward separate from the people who they interviewed. And so as a result, I left the room with the very clear feeling that they, that is the Republicans led by Donald Trump, were trying to engage in a complete fraud in terms of an FBI investigation, limiting the FBI, not allowing them to follow leads. And by the way, inside of the room is also at least 1,000 pages of hotline tips that came in that have not been reviewed by the FBI, not followed by the FBI, not attempted to see if there was useful information.
Right.
So while many of the tips are probably not helpful, within that large body of tips that came in, there are, in the opinion of our Democratic judiciary staff, there are leads in there that could potentially be very helpful to illuminating further the character of Brett Kavanaugh.
That weren't followed up on. Let me play you just a couple of cuts from your Republican colleagues from just earlier this afternoon. They spoke after they had a chance of looking at the FBI report. So here's John Cornyn, Republican from Texas.
We've tried to interview every witness that has any alleged knowledge of relevant facts, and what we know now is there is no corroboration. No one confirms the allegations of Dr. Ford, even people she identified as being present at the scene. So I believe we've done the best we could under these circumstances.
And here's Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah.
After investigations from both the committee and the FBI, we have found nothing, absolutely nothing, to corroborate accusations against him, and we need to confirm him right away.
So, Senator Markey, two comments there from two of your Republican colleagues, but respond to that. I mean, the idea, two ideas, I guess, that they've done the best they could under these circumstances and that there was no corroboration, even from this limited group of witnesses that the FBI spoke to.
Well, first of all, let's just begin with the fact that they did not interview Dr. Ford. They did not interview Brett Kavanaugh about this dispute between these two individuals. So for the Republicans to say that this was a definitive resolution of the issue, when they are the ones who put the limits on who could be interviewed, and by the way, excluding from that Dr. Ford or Brett Kavanaugh, just clearly demonstrates how preposterous the whole process is. In fact, from our perspective, there are several dozen more individuals who should be interviewed, who have had credible information which they have said is in their possession, which they would like to present, who are being precluded, who are being prohibited under Republican leadership rules from being interviewed by the FBI. So what I just heard is absolutely preposterous. Mm. This is more of a cover-up than an investigation,
Senator
Markey, taking place.
Yeah. Let me ask you about last Friday's extraordinary hearing with Dr. Blasey Ford and Judge Kavanaugh. Did Democrats, in your view, perhaps make a mistake? I mean, they spend a lot of that time demanding an FBI investigation. And people who might feel the other way could say, well, they got it. People will debate whether or not the hearing was complete, the investigation was complete enough. But Republicans, in particular, wavering Republicans, now have the cover that the FBI went back and took another look. And I'm wondering if you feel, with hindsight, did Democrats play this hand badly?
Well, the goal which we had was to get an FBI investigation. In reality, what has happened is that we've had a shadow, a pretend investigation by the FBI under constraints that have been imposed by the Trump White House in terms of how far they can go. So to the extent to which they can put the name FBI on this investigation, that's the totality of the credibility that we can give to this process, because beyond that, it's empty pages. Hmm. There's nothing behind it except the cover sheet saying FBI. So it's cynicism on stilts. That's what the Republicans are engaging in. They are definitely trying to rush to judgment. They've engaged in a systematic cover-up the entire way. We still haven't seen 93% of all of the documents that Brett Kavanaugh handled inside of the White House, 93% of all of his documents. And the American people know that what's at stake, ultimately, is that Donald Trump said that he was going to appoint someone to the Supreme Court who would repeal Roe v. Wade, yeah. Who would repeal the Affordable Care Act and protections for pre-existing conditions. All of that gets lost in this charade which the Republicans have constructed and called an FBI investigation.
Senator Markey, we literally have 10 seconds or 15 seconds left or so, but it doesn't look like, at least from where I'm sitting in Boston, that the Democrats are going to be able to stop this vote. Is that the way it looks to you at this point?
Well, the experts didn't have John McCain coming out to put his thumb down at 1 o'clock in the morning to save the Affordable Care Act.
So you haven't given up yet.
We're going to continue to work every day. Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota just announced that she was going to vote no. And most experts are saying for the past 2 or 3 weeks that she would vote yes for Kavanaugh. So I don't think we know the answer yet.
All right.
And that's why we're going to keep our energy level high. And I hope that the American people do as well. This is
all
too
right.
Important for us to assume that we're going to lose. I think we still have a chance to win.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
No, thank you. Much appreciated.